أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأخذه الله نكال الآخرة والأولى. إن في ذلك لعبرة لمن يخشى. In the previous ayats we read where Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to Fir'aun and showed him his credentials, his proof that he is a Rasul from Allah Ta'ala and is a messenger of Allah Ta'ala. So he showed him the stick of his, which he threw it down and it became a snake. And when he caught it again, it became a stick again. And also all the other miracles which Allah Ta'ala had blessed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with. And in the various places in the Quran Sharif, all these aspects are given in great detail. But Fir'aun, on the other hand, he falsified and he did not believe and he disobeyed and transgressed against the laws of Allah Ta'ala, and he planned to do further things against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he called him various names, etc. And he called his own people also the magicians, and in front of them also he explained and proclaimed that he is the great God and everything happens by him. وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي. And these rivers, the rivers of Egypt, they flow by my command. I am in charge of them. And when he transgressed and everything so much that various signs Allah Ta'ala has sent. Like for example, when they were cooking, when they cooked a pot of food, whenever they opened the lid, only frogs came out. This was for the people of Fir'aun. Right next door were the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Bani Israel. This did not happen by them. The same way, wherever they saw just blood, etc., various, but the great, great, clear signs Allah had given. Each time they told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, make dua that Allah takes away this difficulty and we will bring iman. Musa alayhi salam made dua because every Nabi wanted his people all to bring iman. But as soon as that problem was gone, again they rebelled and they became rebellious again. So this carried on for a very, very long time. Then finally, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was leaving with the Bani Israel and crossing the waters, at that time Allah Ta'ala destroyed Fir'aun, and when he went in that same waters which he claimed that he is the God of, that very waters then destroyed him. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَخَذَهُ اللَّهُ نَكَالَ الْآخِرَةِ وَالْأُولَىٰ. Phir pakra usko Allah ne saza mein aakhirat ki aur duniya ki. Then Allah Ta'ala took him to task and Allah caught hold of him in the punishment of the year after, and also Allah gave him the punishment in this dunya also. That he was disgraced also, that that waters that he says run by my command, today that very same water destroyed him also. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his people, Bani Israel, crossed over quite safely without any difficulty whatsoever. In fact, that they were 12 clans and Allah made 12 pathways. And the water had come up like walls between the various clans and they could see one another. Also, at a time of escape like this, a person must maybe escape himself, but he worries about his family people. Are they safe or not? About his other tribes, etc. Allah made it that they could see one another and that all of them are getting away quite safely. And that consolement and contentment also Allah Ta'ala blessed them with. But as soon as Fir'aun came and he went into the waters with all his people, then Allah Ta'ala caused that water to come together again and they all got drowned. And then Allah threw out the body of Fir'aun on the shores again. And this was also, ulama right, for various reasons. One of them was that the people still had doubt. The person who ruled for so long and with what mighty force he ruled, how can he have died? Allah showed it them in front of their eyes. And also, as it is said, the pyramids and the sphinx, they are also those where the Fir'aun is kept so that people can take a lesson all the time and see that what happened to this person who was so haughty and so proud and he did not want to listen to anything or anyone. This was his final result. Yeah, in this world Allah gave him that punishment, and in the year after also Allah will punish him, and the eternal punishment of the fire of Jahannam. And this is something which we cannot even imagine for one moment what it is like. So we should consider very, very greatly the lesson which Allah Ta'ala has given here, which Allah Ta'ala himself says, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى. Beshak usme sochne ki jagah hai, jiske dil mein dar hai. Definitely this historical event which took place, and which the historians have recorded from all time, they say, Allah Ta'ala says, definitely in there is a great lesson to learn. But who will take this lesson? That person who has got fear. Even if he has got one iota of the fear of Allah, that person. And a person who himself forgets Fir'aun being so haughty and proud, if a person is haughty and proud himself, that person, we hear all the time, what remarks are made about even Allah Ta'ala. One person says that when somebody said, Allah will punish you, he said, let him do what he wants to. Waliyazu billah. These dangerous, dangerous statements then a person makes when he himself is so haughty and proud. And these are carrying on all the time. One person, very many years ago, with regard to woman coming to the masjid, he said that, I won't believe in it even if Allah comes and tell me personally. Now if we go to this extent, then what else is left then? So when a person becomes so proud and haughty, and a person does not realize it, step by step he doesn't realize which direction he's going. And when Allah puts a veil over him, then he will do all these wrong things. So how to develop that fear of Allah is the first thing. And then all these things will have meaning. Otherwise we'll hear talks of ulama, and we hear it, people say it's all rubbish what they're talking. Then a person does that, he doesn't accept anything whatsoever. So that fear of Allah, even one little bit, and a person cultivates it and matures it, then he will take lessons. Otherwise, finally, when mort will come, then everything will become very clear to a person. But of course, it will be by far too late. May Allah Ta'ala let us make sincere tawbah. And a person who turns to Allah with even a little fear and begs of Allah, Allah won't deprive that person of his love and of his kindness. So we should beg of Allah Ta'ala, admit our faults, and beg Allah that we have that khashiyat of Allah. And that comes from the ma'rifat, the recognition of Allah. And like the event of Musa alayhi salam with Fir'aun is more than enough material for us to take a lesson from. And Allah has made so many others. Mufti Rafi Usmani Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, has written his travel experiences to these countries, three countries where the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam had come, and where Allah's azab had come. The people of Salih alayhi salam, and the signs are still there very clear. And the people of Lut alayhi salam, those signs are also, the Dead Sea, it is very, very clear. All these signs are there, and they are for us to take lessons. وَعَفِرُ دَعْوَانَ عَلَيْهِ